VWA Mobile.
Going swirly this morning.
There's a bunch of us that gets together and builds plastic every Thursday. And we don't just build models, we build it at museum quality level. And matter of fact, we're building some stuff right now for the World War II Museum over at the airport. And the long and the short of it, several of them, we all went to high school together. And one of the boys, not too long ago, spent about 5 months in the hospital. He went from about 220, and now he weighs about 145, and he can't drive. I'm headed down to pick him up, and we're all going to meet back up at my warehouse, and we're going to do our plastic thing. Hang out.
Sounds like the plan this morning. Hey, how's this little HD making the repeaters? Is it getting that full quieting?
In and out, and it's kind of scratching around. Sounds like a chicken on the microphone, and, you know, scratching, all that kind of business. And no, it sounds just fine. There's just a slight trace of white noise in the background, but, you know, it sounds great.
Yeah, I disconnected the big antenna outside on top of the house. Because of this rain, I didn't know if we was going to get thunderstorms or not. I just walked out here and turned HD on.
Well, it's working pretty good. Working pretty good. So what do you got going today? What are you going to do to be a productive citizen and make Joe proud of you?
Absolutely nothing.
But baby, it's raining out there. I can't go mow the back 40. It's raining. Well, okay. Well, all right. I'll do some wash for you then.
Yep. N4WRO.
With all my hobbies, I tell you what, I'm going to have to go back to work to get a little rest.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know you've been busy, Trent. Did you ever get that tower up, or are you still messing with that?
I've come along that I had to take care of, so I did not get the concrete plug in the ground this past week. But that is first on the agenda for Monday. And just as soon as my wife takes off and goes to work, wait a minute now, it's supposed to clear up on Monday, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the weather forecast for Monday and Tuesday is pretty good, and then it goes back into rain, or a chance of rain anyway.
Sounds like I missed my window. But anyhow, I got to have that thing all fixed up and ready to go, ready to pour concrete and get some concrete in the ground next week, because the following week I got a buddy of mine that's going to rent a lift, and I got to use that lift to get up there on the side of my building to put the mounting bracket for that Ron 25 up there on the side of my building about 16 feet up. And I ain't going up no ladder.
You and me both, I ain't climbing no ladders anymore. I'm way too old for that.
Age thing, but I'm just way too good looking.
we'll just leave that alone.
What? I took a fall back on July 4th, and, man, I tell you what, I found out after age 65, bumbles don't bounce.
Know exactly what you mean. Yeah, I'm waiting for a buddy of mine to come over. We're going to move one of them long wire antennas. Need to get it into a different pine tree. But no, I'm not climbing up that rascal. He's going to bring his tree climber over and go up the tree a little ways and then put the anchor in for me.
A deer stand tree climber?
Yeah, he's 20 years younger than me, and he uses that climber all the time when he's deer hunting. So he's quite familiar with it. He said, not a problem. He just bring it over there, sling it around the tree. Shitty up the tree, put the anchor in, pull the cable up.
What kind of tree have you got that hasn't got any limbs up that high? How high you going?
Pine trees out there in the limbs. I mean, it's naked all the way up to about 45, 50 feet.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't got any trees over about 30 feet. And every one of them are limbs right almost down to the ground. So it'd be kind of a wasted effort. That's why I'm putting up a tower.
I got a friend of mine down in Sumter. He's got three or four sections of broad on the ground. And he said, I can have it. I just need to drive all the way down there and get it. But I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Way to get it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a trailer.
Looks like the only thing you need is a little bit of time.
Yeah, me and my buddy, we talked about it. We may ride down there and pick it up. I need to go down there and check on some stuff anyway.
You got the crown piece on the Ron Tower? You know, where the rotator would go?
Yeah. He's got three or four sections down there. He took it down from... Somebody called him and asked him to take it down, and he did, and he just stored it back there. Behind his house out there in the country.
Well, he's got four sections. That's really all you need, unless you're like Kevin K in 4UBG. He's down in a hole, and he says he needs about 100 foot just to get up level with the sides of the hills on either side of him. He's down in a gully. So anyhow, if you got four sections, that puts you up at 40 feet. If you're on a reasonable rise, that's all you need.
That's, like I said, it's on my, you know, when we get to it list. I tell you what, I've been happy with this InFed. You know, that 8010 InFed. 36 foot long. Like, shoot, that thing has worked really well for me. It surprised me.
Tell you what, I've got a Comet, not a Comet, a Cushcraft D4, and it's 40, 20, 10, and 15, and it did a pretty good job. I mean, I talked all over Europe, I talked South America, and I never could hit Asia, though, but man, when I put that Mosley up, hoo-wee.
That was definitely a difference.
I've been real happy with that Mosley. That thing, I told you about getting into a pileup off of Japan and Taiwan, didn't I?
Yeah, you were running FT8 on that, wasn't you?
Yeah, I'd never been at the center of an FT8 pileup. And I mean, they were hitting me from all over the Pacific Rim. And that thing, I mean, it was just pumping it out there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyhow, I got a couple things. I could go get me some more coffee. I just have to turn on the radio and hear your voice on the radio. I said, well, let me talk to Steve this morning.
Careful out there in the wet on that tree now. Tell your friend, I've been up in plenty of trees while I was deer hunting one of those things. It's like driving in the snow. Driving in the snow ain't no problem as long as you slow down and you're careful.
Oh, no, it ain't going to happen today. We'll wait till a good dry day. All right. Be careful driving around out there. We'll talk to you later, buddy.
Save yourself today. And try to have some fun. I'll talk to you later. 73s. KN4VWA, mobile in it.
All right, Steve. Talk to you later. KN4WRO.